I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Law Patriarchate of Jerusalem has spoken out against Israel's new law that claims the country as a nation-state of the Jewish people. In a statement, the Patriarchate said the law fails to give any constitutional rights to the indigenous people and other minorities, including Palestinians, which make up 20% of the population, and Christians. The Patriarchate said it is beyond understanding how a, quote, law with constitutional effect ignores an entire segment of the population as if its members never existed. The law, which was passed July 19th, gives a beneficial status to Jewish-only communities and downgraded Arabic from an official language to one with, quote, special status. A roadside bomb hit a passenger bus in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 and injuring at least 31. The bomb came as militants launched a coordinated attack in eastern Afghanistan, including a car bomb which led to gunfire. 4 people were killed and at least 8 were wounded. The target appeared to be a refugee and repatriation department near the city's hospital and health department. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks as of yet. Generals from South Korea and North Korea met at their shared border to discuss easing their decades-long military standoff. The generals spoke of implementing agreements made at the landmark summit back in April, where they first promised to decrease tensions and the chance of another war. In that first summit, the countries pledged to disarm the jointly controlled area at the border village, work to prevent clashes at the Western Sea boundary, and stop all hostile acts. Since then, the two Koreas have taken down their propaganda speakers, reinstated a military hotline, and had their first talks between generals since 2007. While speaking in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis urged those to serve people in need and to never waste food. The Pope said that leftovers should never be thrown away, that if they are not going to be eaten, they should be given away to someone in need. He also pushed for global policies that encourage development, nutrition, and solidarity. The Pope's call came in reflection of the day's gospel reading about the multiplication of loaves. In addition, Pope Francis, in recognition of World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, added that it was also everyone's duty to denounce and oppose human trafficking, calling it shameful and a scourge. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.